Well, you know that it's going to be alright. I think it's gonna be alright. Everything will always be alright when we go shopping. Well, you know that it's going.
Hello, shoppers, and welcome. Welcome to the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show. You've tuned into it. My name is Johnny Wright. I be hosting it. Hands on the dials and ready to rock and roll. Rocking the docks, cooling the pools. You're with me for the next 60 ticks. Appreciate it so very much. Thank you for waking up. Just past 8 o'clock. It's fine right now. Weather-wise, we'll get to that. Bad information in just a minute. Blizzard warning in effect starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon. There'll be time enough for shoveling when the snow is done, as Kenny Rogers paraphrased. Coming up in the program this morning, Marty Hobmeyer from Sleep Number, the Jordan Creek Ball, one of the finest salespeople. Let me take that away. She's not a salesperson. She's just a cool cat who happens to sell beds. And you're going to hear from her coming up later on the program. Also, Janet Friel from Legs on Lease. Listen, you, at this point in your shopping, I mean, let's see, Christmas is, today's the 11th minus, do a little add and subtract, and goes into, I'm thinking we got about 2 weeks left before shopping, if I'm doing my math right. If you haven't done any shopping for Christmas, for folks, friends, anybody, and you'd like to get someone else to do it, you know there's actually companies out there called personal shoppers. Yes, other people will do this for you. So if you're in a frantic stew, don't want to go out in the malls and any of that, someone can handle it for you. Janet Friel going to join us later on in the program. All that twittering we've been doing, and I was going to cover this a couple weeks ago, we didn't get to it. All that tweeting and twittering that you may be doing as a business owner, just as a regular kind of human cat being, may all be for naught. Nobody really may be paying any attention. We may just all be yelling to hear our heads roar on Twitter, and no one's really reading stuff. I gave you the latest statistics on that particular thing. Plus, speaking of stats, latest housing sales numbers are out for Des Moines in the Register this morning. A mixed bag. Real estate agents, home sellers, a little something for everybody to take away from and enjoy, and a little bit to lament on also. Plus, you know those moments you get where there's this coming together of events, and it feels like that feeling called deja vu, like you've been there before, or like something weird is going on in the universe. That moment happened to me in a very profound way yesterday. I'm just gonna share that with you, but along with a musical part of that, which is just very, very fascinating to me, and hopefully you'll find it at least moderately interesting as you're sipping coffee this morning. Here's the part that you won't find interesting. Blizzard warning is in effect from 3 o'clock this afternoon until 9 a.m. Sunday. Either side of that, it's going to be fine. This is how the numbers are going to stack up at this point, what they think. You know, this system started out way, way up in Canada where they deserve, frankly, to get a lot of snow, as far as I'm concerned. Prices are just, it's horrible out there. And then every day this week, it's like, all right, first there was just like going to be one drop of rain, a chance of like 0.01% of rain on Monday. And every day it's like, okay, maybe there'll be two drops. And then Tuesday, then Wednesday, let's throw in a flake of snow. All right. And then Thursday, you know what? Let me erase that. Maybe 2 to 3 flakes plus a little bit of wind thrown in there. Not to get worry your poor little head about. And now we have a blizzard warning. So just the weather will change. Wait for it to. Winds gusting up to 60 miles an hour by the overnight tonight. Now, luckily, most of us will be ensconced tightly in our beddy-byes with visions of a lot of shoveling dancing in our heads. Although for you poor third shifters and folks out on the roads, going to be dangerous out there. Temps dropping throughout the day today. Rain and snow. Okay, we got rain right now. By 3 o'clock, it's going to be all snow as the temperatures drop to 17 degrees by around 5 o'clock this afternoon. I'm giving you very specific numbers. If we don't quite live up to these numbers, I don't want you to get mad at me or the National Weather Service who created this forecast. Hey, I'm just reading what they give me. Wind chill value is around zero. And then tonight we'll drop down to an air temperature of 3 degrees. And wind chill's getting down into the minus 20 degree below. Yeah, well, the minus, didn't have to really repeat myself there. Yeah, and right now it's just rain and 44. So it's not, it's like, well, what's all the hubbub, bub? And, there's going to be plenty of hubbub, bub. So anyway, just if you live in an apartment, you're thankful right now because that means, you know what, somebody else is going to be doing the shoveling, not me. Unless you have friends who own their own homes, and then you'll be helping them shovel. Well, oh, by the way, we've also got a couple cancellations. Not locally here. Although, this frequency gets up, blasts up into Carroll County, too. You can go to where I go. Listen, let me tell you where every DJ, air talent, morning show host, where all of us go to get information on closings. There is one resource if you're a DJ radio guy or girl in Central Iowa. This is where everybody goes. From Van and Bonnie to little old me, we go to KCCI.com. All right. Now, Van and Bonnie get a lot of stuff called in, too. Don't get me wrong. But KCCI.com is the most comprehensive place I've ever seen for all the closings, delays, everything, road conditions. So, hey, that's where I went. Cancellation of some events in Carroll and Franklin County already, where the snow has already sort of started. They're anticipating larger amounts there. All right. Well, now on to the good news. Black Friday numbers up. Huge. Nice big spike, 9%, according to the National Retail Federation. December's retail sales numbers are starting out good. Yeah, over last year. It's good. Last year was kind of a straw man. It wasn't a very good year, period. So everything's going to be up. I mean, if your foot's on fire, then later you have a hangnail, you say, oh, the pain's great because you know you got to compare it to something that's pretty bad. But numbers are still up. Store owners cautiously optimistic. Stock market's kind of digging those numbers too, and that idea that we're spending more money this year as we roll into the gift buying holiday season. So far, yeah, we seem to be, you know, emptying our wallets in the name of celebrating the birth of Jesus at a pretty healthy clip right now. So we're doing well with that. That day, like the biggest day of shopping, is not even, we haven't had it yet. Black Friday is about fifth on the list as far as busiest shopping days, even though we think of it as, oh, this massive day. No, 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 it's really not. I mean, it's big in its own right. That day, the busiest day, is going to be typically the Saturday before Christmas. Now, this holiday season, Christmas falls on a Saturday, so the week before, if I'm doing my math right, is a week from today. Stay with me now. That day is going to be packed. My guess is today is going to be jammed. Because as Iowans, we know that when bad weather is coming, what do? We run out. Listen, we could have a fallout shelter in the basement full of enough provisions to last for 3 years. And yet, if we think, 2 inches of snow, I better get a lot of milk. And so we run to the grocery store, we run to stores in general, and we just go into this buying binge of stuff. And retailers like this, calm before the storm. My guess is malls are going to be jammed at least early on today as you're out there shopping around. The mall that I went to, and what this is all leading up to, and is the Jordan Creek Mall. I secret shopped the Jordan Creek Mall last week. It wasn't the first time I had done that, actually. I did it back in late April. And what I can tell you conclusively is the difference between the customer service at those stores in late April and the customer service last week is pretty much the difference between July weather and today's weather. Yeah, there's a massive difference. And it really goes back to something that we all sort of know inherently, and that idle hands make evil minds or something, whatever that saying is. Yeah, when we don't have a lot to do, that's when we tend to sort of lose sight and we tend to sort of step back from a quality standpoint in retail or anything else. Whereas if we're busy, we tend to be a little bit more engaged. I can tell you conclusively that the customer service at the 18 stores that I secret shopped at the Jordan Creek Mall this time out was superior in every way, shape, or form compared to what I experienced at 28 stores way back in April. In a secret shopper review you can read if you go to www.theunsecretshopper.com. This is a blog that I write, which is really just it's a newspaper columnist that doesn't get paid to write, and not nearly as many people actually read it. But other than that, but it's free. Hey, hello. So you can go to there and you can Google search Jordan Creek Mall Secret Shopper, and that'll come up as well. But I would say that review back in late April was blistering. It was quite critical, and I have to tell you, and rightly so. I thought that there were some real opportunities there that weren't taken advantage of. Can't say the same about this time in. Now, there's 2 million square feet of the Jordan Creek Mall. It's a huge facility. There's over 200 stores throughout that area. So there's a lot of opportunities, obviously, for good and not so good customer service. I secret shopped stores that did not include restaurants. I didn't do anchor stores this time out. Did not do jewelry stores. Did not do kiosks. reason for that is the anchor stores, I like to do those individually. I like that opportunity. And I've done Scheels, for example. I secret shopped earlier this year. So that's why I tend to leave those alone. That still leaves plenty of stores. So already, I've done a total of 48 stores. I'm thinking the only things I have left may be a kiosk that sells peanut brittle and the janitor's closet. I'll get to those next year. Hey, listen, it's all good in due time. Results were consistently good. Brooks Brothers, high-end clothing store. Leslie, working there, was very kind, although waited probably a little bit too long to engage me, and there was really no one else in the store at that time. And then used a lot of closed-ended questions. And we're going to talk later on in the program about open versus closed-ended questions, talking about this a lot in training and the impact of open-ended. And out of the 18 stores that I secret shopped, I received open-ended questions at exactly two out of 18. So a lot of opportunity there to improve our game. And again, open-ended question is a question that requires something other than a yes or no answer. It requires thought on our part. If I ask you, what do you think about that forecast I just gave you? You're going to have like a longer answer, although it may still be kind of short, versus, did you like that weather forecast I just gave you? Yeah, that's going to be probably a pretty quick answer as you go stomping off. Sure. And the idea is that the longer we spend inside stores, the more money we spend in those stores. So there's a connection to that. Plus, open-ended questions just feel nicer, like the person cares a little more. So anyway, either they're not training that at stores in retail, or they're training it, and maybe the training isn't necessarily rubbing off, or it is, and I don't know. Maybe I just heard the questions wrong. I doubt the third option. I'm an old man, but I think I'm hearing all right. So anyway, Brooks Brothers, fine. A lot of closed-ended questions. There's Solstice, Eyeglass Place. The music was just really cranked. And Beth greeted me, and I have like no idea what she said because the music was so loud, so I can't rate her question. Tiavana. Todd knew his teapots there. Very nice, but again, series of closed-ended questions, the opportunity there. Sleep Number, where Aaron would not stop calling me sir, and that's going to tie into the deja vu thing I'm going to touch on later on this morning. There's a connection to sir. We're going to get to all that, but and Aaron is oblivious to that, I understand. But very pleasant, Aaron, but I tell you, Marty was the one who was off the hizzle when it comes to customer service, engagement, friendly. You're going to hear from her coming up later on in the program. Bare Essentials, Jessica was great. Christy, the manager, was kind of like chewing on tinfoil. I don't know if she's having a bad day or what it was, but you could tell that she was not in her happy place. The Gold Guys, Jordan, there was kind. Needs to smile more to get me to part with my gold. Yes, more, and then probably get my name, too, would be helpful. It's a high-end pawn shop for gold, and they've relatively new, only been there about 4 months. Cachet, I love these names of retail where they come up with these. I love this. Wasn't Cachet a perfume once? Why do I remember my mother having a bottle of something I think that said Cachet and had that little accent aigu over the E, kind of that tilted thing? Maybe drinking Drano. Anyway, all right, I'm moving on. Pam did a nice job there. Tommy Hilfiger. Alexis, the greeter, was very greedy. No, greeting-y. She was just good at it. The Walmart greeter needs to just shadow Alexis. That person, whoever it is, could learn quite a bit right there. Apple. Wow. Oh, by the way, I need to mention Matt at Tommy Hilfiger. Got my name and used it. One of the few people in the entire, in fact, I'm trying to think, yeah, other than Marty, I can categorically say that Marty at Sleep Number and Matt at Tommy Hilfiger were the only two people who got my name and used it. Wow, powerful. Matt was uber friendly. Loved it. Really nice job there. At Apple, the Apple store, as you can imagine, Apple tends to do their marketing pretty well. There were an army of 25 red-shirted men and women salespeople helping 50, and I counted heads. They were flying in and out of there so fast, it's hard to keep up. 50 customers. I'm guessing 10,000 square feet. Maybe it's a little bigger than that. I don't know. But they were jammed in there. And everywhere I went, Mitchell, Jeanette, Peter, it was one open-ended question after another. What can I help you with? What can I help you find? Boom, boom. How can I help you? And all served up with a smile. Well-trained people who really get it. Just really nice job at Apple. Love, Zach. That's the name of a store. Yeah, Zachariah did a... I just noticed, yeah, Zach and Love, Zach. You know, there's a connection there almost. Zachariah did a nice job. He just needs to ask for my name, especially if you want to sell me a $500 designer beanbag chair. That's an event. You know, beanbags used to be like 20 bucks. You'd buy them at, I don't know, Aldi's. And you take it home, you sit in it, and it would split right down the middle, and all those little beads would go flying, and you just throw the thing out, and that was all she wrote. Now, they've really come a long way. Radio Shack, Mike did some nice work, although he pulled out the Sir card, and we're going to get to that later on the program. But he's moving on to MetLife, he told me. He actually, that was like his last week at the store, and maybe Sir will be more appropriate there. AT&T, well-trained staff, great product knowledge. Nathan used his to excessively, I would say. You know, sometimes in retail, you notice this experience where you'll go in and a salesperson will begin telling you about a product. And they'll just, it's almost like turning an on button on and they're gone. And suddenly it's like you're not even there anymore. And they're running through this litany of stuff without asking you, how do you feel about it? So I'm going to tell you the features about this iPhone. But first of all, I better figure out, do you even like these features? What's important to you? What do you like about your own phone? And then you can tell me and I can say, oh, and that'll help me direct. So yeah, and more of that could be done by Nathan right there. And he did use my name, I believe, a time or two in that experience. But some nice training going on there at AT&T. Hallmark, Jane, very nice. Can probably do some more question asking, considering, I mean, you talk about a place with a lot of gifts, knick-knack stuff. Really nice store. Payless Shoe Store, Mina, very engaging. Needs to probably spend less time in her, what I would call a slightly frustrated eye. You could tell that she was just hit personally. There were some things that were just sort of, it wasn't she was angry, it wasn't that, but you could just a little bit of that. And unfortunately in retail, a little bit of the I goes a long way in our R. And the R versus I, we've talked about it ad nauseum here. Jim Brie, yeah, people were in their I, and it wasn't a terribly good one. Jessica and a woman who would not give me her name were more concerned about stocking shelves and helping a middle-aged man navigate through women's clothing. Drapers and Damons, Kathy and Doris, very kind, engaging, closed-ended questions, but still very nice. But all of that was trumped by the chocolate. They had one of the pillars of great customer service, and that's what I'm talking about. That's every store, load us up with chocolate, and you can ignore us for hours. You won't care. We'll just sit there and stuff our face. Nice job there. CJ Banks, Kathy, did a wonderful job of Q&A-ing me about, I went in with saying my grandmother, it's a gift from my grandma. Q&A-ing me on size, style, neckline, where do you want it, ornamental or minimalist? Boom, boom, boom. Super nice job. Now needs to smile while she does it. Yeah, and then she'll be a rock star, Kathy. Good job there. And then Brookstone, last store of the 18, has some issues. Now, Brookstone is a cool store. I don't know if it's a dude store, but it has electronic gadgets and foot massagers and a lot of us will just stick our Shih Tzu in a cold bowl of water until the dog starts to shake and then put our feet on the dog. Nah, this is much higher end. And our little things where you could put a golf ball into a thing and it pops it back out, but in a really cool way, you know, just really cool little gadgety stuff. So I roamed that store for 20 minutes total, literally 20 minutes, without ever being engaged, without ever being asked. And this is with three employees walking around the store at different times. But that's not, okay, that happens, stuff happens. That wasn't, I would call probably the worst of it. Andy, who was a staff member there, and another employee, as I came in, were having a conversation. And I was within 12 feet of them. But it's a store that's basically empty. There's one other customer, and the counter where they were at was set further back in the store. And they're having this conversation, and it's clearly a negative conversation about someone. And one of the people says, if you yell at your staff, they won't respect you. I think Andy said that. I know she does. In other words, this person he's talking about. And I'm thinking, okay, this sounds like the manager that he's talking about, the manager of the store, whose name is Crystal. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, man, you're throwing the manager of this store under the bus, and I'm a customer, and I'm right here, and that makes me feel kind of weird. Well, eventually, this woman comes in, who has a coat on, takes her coat off. I'm assuming this is the manager. Turns out that it is. I'm thinking, Crystal, make a run for it. Hello, get out of here. Well, it turns out I went up to Andy and I said, dude, listen, you're sitting here talking about an employee in front of me. I'm a customer. Why for you do that? And he said, oh, no. I was talking about another person at another store. Oh, well, that's all right. Listen, then go ahead. Don't let me interrupt that. Oh, that's silly. Yeah, go ahead. Lay into him. Well, he was talking about, anyway, they were having a conversation about apparently these employees go out back to smoke. And a manager at a nearby store, whose name is Charity, apparently they were throwing her under the bus because she complains about them smoking in back. Now, Andy's telling me this. All right, now I had come out of the secret shopper closet to tell him that I was a secret shopper, that I was doing all this stuff. All right, so he knew all of this. And then he proceeded to just continue to tell him, which, hey, listen, knock yourself out. It's all good, man. I'm just a minor blogger. Go for it. So anyway, and what's ultimately ironic, and the manager, where Charity is the manager of Clark's. It's a shoe store. It's right next door to Brookstone. I went over there to secret shop them because, of course, I was dying to see if this woman was as big of a you-know-what as apparently Andy and the crew at Brookstone thought she was. I walk into the store, and almost immediately, a woman toward the back with the hugest smile you've ever seen, said, hey, how are you? Bright, just engaging, you could tell, uber engaging and friendly, natural. And of course, that turns out to be the manager of the store. So, Charity. Yeah, so anyway, I don't want to get into all that personal stuff, and I didn't want to get into it. And therein lies the danger when employees start, they're in their eye, baby. They're spreading their eye and they need to stay in their R because that's, you know, unfortunately. But listen, that's a rarity. That's a very unusual circumstance. Otherwise, I would say the staffs across the board at all the stores that I secret shop at Jordan Creek Mall doing a fine job this holiday season. Yeah, stay in your R, employees. Be happy, happy, happy to serve your happy, happy customers. A woman who is just happier than the law allows is going to be joining us here coming up next. Marty Hobmeyer from Sleep Number, one of the best salespeople I've ever run into. You're going to hear from her next on the radio program. Later on, Janet Friel from Legs on Lease tell us about someone who can take over our Christmas shopping for us called a personal shopper. You won't want to miss it. All that and much more here at the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show rolls on at 8:22 on 1350 KRNT.
Toy store, pet store, shoe store, music store.
Toy store, pet store, shoe store, music store.
Toy store, pet store, shoe store, music store, bank.
You know, one of those really doesn't fit in there. Toy store, shoe store, pet store, music store, bank. I think that's what the... One of these things is not like the other. Although if you're Donald Trump, you're out shopping, say, hey, you know,
hey, Community State Bank, yeah, I want to buy it. Let's go in there and buy that. Yeah, that sounds fun.
824 at the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show, 1350 KRNT. Blizzard warning in effect starting this afternoon for into tonight and then early tomorrow, Sunday morning. 5 to 8 inches of snow is possible. Wind gusts in excess of up to and including 60 miles an hour in the overnight. Going to make travel extremely treacherous. Again, you've got a good opening today to get some shopping done, some things done. But boy, by late this afternoon into tonight, probably don't want to be out and about. So please be careful out there. Right now, 44 and rain is all. And boy, no one's going to rain on Marty Hobmeyer's parade. She is one of the happiest cats that I know, and she also happens to sell beds as a salesperson at Sleep Number at the Jordan Creek Mall. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
Well, I'm fantastic. Marty, you are one of the happiest, most engaging people I've ever known, ever met. Tell me, how do you get that way? Tell me where you're from and how you got to be so doggone happy.
Well, you know, you can either make lemonade out of lemons or you can get real sour. And I think that the important thing is to always have a really positive attitude. I try to treat people the way I want to be treated. And it's infectious. You know, you can make other people smile. And then when you do that, you get a bigger benefit out of it than they do. So I think having a positive attitude is just makes your life easier.
Now, did you grow up in that kind of environment? Were you taught that?
I did. I was raised in a small little town called Pekin, Illinois, and it was kind of like Leave It to Beaver kind of stuff. So
yeah.
We were, just happy.
You had an ideal. Now, you have brothers and sisters?
No, I'm an only child of wonderful older parents. So I got to do a lot of adult things with adults. I was always treated, you know, just like, you know, one of the adults. But I, you know, of course, I played with children in my neighborhood. But my parents just had very positive attitudes, and it rubbed off on me.
Now, usually, only children like you and me, Marty, are kind of like spoiled brats a lot. But no, but you're telling me that isn't, you didn't go through that.
No, I'll tell you what. When I went to Drake, Duke Ellington, I brought in Duke Ellington because I was a chairman of the social committee for Drake. And Duke Ellington said to me, you know, because I said, you know, everybody thinks I'm spoiled because I'm an only child. And he said, honey, he said, my feet did not hit the ground for the first 15 years of my life. I said, what does that mean? He said, my mom held me. First she rocked me, then I got too big for her to carry. She just held me all the time. You cannot spoil people with love. And as a matter of fact, this is probably going to make some people acrimonious. However, when you're in a loving environment and you're an only child, you don't learn how to fight and you don't learn how to be selfish. So I never learned any of those things. Nobody ever took a toy away from me. And so I learned to be loving and giving. I mean, it was simple.
You know, Marty, you've said three words to me that I've never heard from a retail person. And one of them was penultimate, which you said to me when I actually came into the store. Today, you've used acrimonious, and I can't remember the last one was off mic.
Oh.
But it's obviously you got yourself a good education there at Drake.
Yes, that's true.
Yes,
I did.
And what was your major?
Psychology and sociology.
All right, so how do you get from having a psychology and soc major to selling Sleep Number beds at the Jordan Creek Mall? How does that happen?
Well, it happens. I used to own Valley Florist and Balloons Unlimited. So for 23 years, I was an entrepreneur, had my own business. And then about 10 years ago, I just had a kind of a reversal of fortune. And so, again, made lemonade out of lemons. And when my beloved business decided that I could, you know, I was a pretty good salesperson. I love people. And those are two of the key. So I started selling beds.
And why beds? What was it? Was just the opportunity came up? Or?
Well, I had sold. I do have a background in being an interior designer as well. Jack of all trades, you know.
Yes.
So I was an interior designer and sold furniture. And then I got one of these beds, and I thought, oh, I need to sell these things. So when they had an opening, I just waited till they had an opening and came over and interviewed, and that was it.
So you found something you like, you decided you wanted to sell it.
Well, I have to sell things I like.
That
I can't,
makes sense.
I'm, you know, I just don't have the ability to lie to people, and so I wanted to sell something that I just wholeheartedly believed in, something that I personally have myself, and that can make people, you know, that's that old social work thing. I want to make people happy, and I want them to have good health. And honestly, these beds are recommended by chiropractors, osteopaths, and doctors. So I wanted to sell something to people that would enhance their health.
My guest this morning is Marty Hubmeier. She is in a works in sales at Sleep Number, which is in the Jordan Creek Mall. She joins us this morning on 1350 KRNT. All right. Now, Marty, you don't know about the pillars of great customer service, which I teach to about a dozen clients throughout Des Moines. But when I came into your store, you were hitting them out of the park. I mean, the eye contact was solid. I remember the first question you asked me was, have you ever laid down in one of these beds? Have you ever tried one of these beds? I mean, you didn't say, hi, how are you? You didn't say, can I help you? It was none of that garbage. You just said the most obvious thing in the world. Listen, have you laid on one of these beds? is that something that they trained?
I've been in sales long enough. I want to treat people the way I want to be treated. And if you come in and you're looking at a bed, hey, let's lay down on it and see how you feel up on the bed.
And then you did that wonderful thing, and there was another customer in the store, Scott, and you were waiting on both of us, but I never felt like you were, like, leaving me or abandoning me. I mean, you really brought us both into the conversation.
Well, it kind of tied you all together, because you know what? We're all together down here. So I feel a fellowship with everyone here, maybe because I didn't have brothers and sisters. I've always felt a kindred spirit to other creatures on this planet. So I feel that we're in a fellowship together. And so I just...
And one of the things you did too, Marty, is that you used my name. You asked me my name, and you used it throughout the conversation, not in a forced, you know, in a forced way, but in a very natural way. Again, I mean, I work in retail training. That just doesn't happen normally with most people. Did you pick up on that early? Is it just something you naturally do?
Like I said, Johnny, I really honestly treat people the way I want to be treated and am not treated that way in stores. When I was a kid, you got personal service, your parents got personal service, everybody knew one another. Today, it's hard to find someone that'll even help you when you want to buy something in a store, and people are angry, salespeople are rude. That's not going to ever happen in the store. I believe in just treating someone with respect, and I care about them. It's real. It's not phony. And so I just think maybe that comes across. I don't know. I'm kind of a goofball, but I'm an honest one. I just say what I think. I tell you what I think. And sometimes, you know, maybe isn't what we want to hear, but I'm always honest with my customers. If they ask me a question, I'm going to tell them.
Well, one of the things that you were honest about, and listen, I'm not going to go down this road, and I touch on it in the blog post, was that you used to work at KCCI.
Uh-huh.
You were the first female salesperson,
yes.
Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, I was.
And you, first of all, and that could not have been easy in a male-dominant world at that time.
It wasn't. They did not want to hire me, but their parent station in Florida was getting sued for discrimination. They were told, hire a woman.
And there you are.
Sure that they wouldn't have hired me otherwise because it was a tough go.
All right. And listen, you mentioned Russ Van Dyke, the late great. Now, I'm not going to go down the road as far as you did. I will not, I promise.
Okay.
But obviously you have some, yeah, I'm sure you have some Russ Van Dyke and other personality stories that I would just, that off mic would be very entertaining.
Yes. I'm good friends with, still to this day, Dolph, Mary Brubaker. Hi, Mary and Dolph. And several other people, and they're good people, and so they took me under their wing as a salesperson because I didn't have any buddies upstairs in the sales department. I would go downstairs and talk to all the personalities that were on air, and they were always really great to me.
Marty, last question, last piece of advice. I want you to talk to that 18-year-old man or woman out there who's contemplating going to sales, totally green behind the ears, hasn't had a day of liquor training in their life, and probably never will get any, and they go into the sales. It's very common. What's the most important piece of advice you can give them?
Be yourself. Don't try to fit into a mold and do what you think needs to be done, because then you lose your personality. Also, go to work for somebody that you really like, that you know is going to be a positive motivator. That's very important to salespeople. So work for somebody that has a good positive attitude, and be who you are.
Well,
otherwise, it just doesn't work out. You're stilted and tense, and people sense that. And if you have a positive attitude and you exude friendliness, it has to be real, then you're going to do okay. People are going to like you because they know you're for real.
Well, Marty, you're teaching us how to be ourselves. It's a really important lesson. And you have also, you are best of show, kid. Nice job out of 18 stores. You rocked it.
Oh, thank you, Johnny.
Awesome.
That's very kind.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
All right. You have a great day.
Marty Hoppmeyer, 1350 KRNT, just one of the coolest people you'd ever want to talk to and be around, and just has that, and just, you know, naturally friendly. We always talk about you can't teach happy, can't teach nurturing, can't do it. Yeah, you either got it or you don't, and she has definitely got it. So, Marty, thank you so much. Another woman who's got it, she's got at least the feet and the legs to help you do some shopping this Christmas holiday. If you don't want to do it yourself, it's Janet Friel. She's going to join us later on in the program to take care of us. If indeed you want to just sit back on the couch, eat bonbons, watch football and soap operas, and let somebody else do the remainder of your Christmas shopping, Legs on Lease and Janet can do that and can tell you how she can do that. But coming up next, it's deja vu all over again. Anybody who doesn't believe in the Lord's not paying any attention in my mind when fate and a lot of things collide. I'll give you the confusing updates. We'll sew it all together next right here at 1350 KRNT. The Unsecret Shopper Radio Show rolls on at 1350 KRNT. I want to give a shout out to Mike, who's listening this morning, who has a 43rd birthday and wanted to let me know about it. So, hey, Mike, happy birthday to you from all of us. And hope you get to, although you're kind of close to Christmas. Yeah, that's not, I have an aunt who has a birthday on the 28th, and I always, listen, Christmas Day, I'm the family more than made up for it. I remember waking up in the morning and there being no room to actually, you know, go into the living room because there were so many toys laying around. So whatever, however she got jilted on her birthday, it was more than made up for at Christmas time, certainly. Coming up a little later on in the program, Janet Friel from Legs on Lease will tell us how she can handle all of our Christmas shopping. Yeah, we can just kick back and sort of enjoy things, and that's while someone else goes and does it. You know, I just absolutely love the sound of that. Wouldn't that be nice? Have someone else out there fighting the crowds and everything for you? Yeah, Janet can do that. We'll hear from her coming up later on. Blizzard warning takes effect this afternoon. We'll see 5 to 8 inches of snow possible by the time this whole thing moves through by tomorrow. Winds gusting in excess up to 60 miles an hour in the overnight. But it's going to take us a while to get up to that. I mean, you know, you can't just, I mean, if Mother Nature just went, she would run out of air. You'd get a wind gust of 1,000 miles an hour for 3 seconds, and then that would be it. And it'd be all over, and then but everything would be leveled. It's pretty nuclear. Mother Nature takes time to build up her oxygen and to be able to blow really hard. So you'll see the winds increase. Listen, this is a meteorological phenomenon. You can scoff at what Johnny is telling you. I'm just telling you what I've read in many, many sites on the internet. So we're going to start and get gusty as the day goes on, and then by the time we're sleeping, it's going to be rattling everything. I remember we grew up in a trailer, a mobile home, and there were metal siding and skirting. You didn't even need, just the sun shining would cause things to shake, rattle, and roll. So any event, blizzard warning, 5 to 8 inches of snow, wind gusting all over the place. Temperatures drop throughout the day. We'll hit wind chills into the negative 20 degree range by tomorrow. So just doggone it, boy, if you can stay inside. But in meantime, hey, get your shopping done. You got plenty of time to do that as malls are popping open and take advantage of those last minute deals. Okay. It's interesting when you're in a place and you're in a time and you're in a moment, isn't it, where you think, well, you know, I feel like I've been in this place time before. It's that malady, because I consider it a malady, called deja vu. I've been in this second. It feels familiar to me. And I felt that way yesterday with a series of events that happened, this connectivity. And the weather and what's happened also, it just adds to this really bizarrely. When I was a kid, whenever the weather would turn really ugly, and I was dating a girl at the time, and it would snow out, I would have more of a tendency to want to go out into it and go see her. I don't know why, when I was 18 or whatever. Something that guys do. It's one of those things that we do for love. Hey, there's a song called Things We Do For Love. Yeah, walking in the rain and the snow, we go out. So last night I heard the weather forecast and it was calling for the blizzard warning and everything, and it reminded me of that song by 10cc. 10cc is a group, is a British group who's had multiple hits, Things We Do For Love. And there's like one more that's not coming to me. But that, yeah, they got, you know, I was a DJ for 20 years. So, but anyway, stay with me. I'll try to stay on track here. So I thought of that song. And I was also thinking earlier in the day about the propensity for some people who work in retail to use the word sir. And I've written about that in my blog post several times at www.theunsecretshopper.com. I've talked about how I think sir is way too formal. It's old school. I mean, learn the person's name, right? Ma'am, sir. Don't use that. Just ask the person their name and get closer to them and engage them. Seems like common sense. And sir is polite, but is it the best thing to use? So I was having that thought inside my head earlier in the day yesterday, before I heard the weather forecast. All right. And I remember thinking at that, all of a sudden in my head, the movie To Sir With Love popped in to my head. To Sir With Love. Oh, yeah, I love that. That film was from 1967, was it? Sidney Poitier and Lulu, who had, of course, the hit song To Sir With Love and all of that. Yeah, that was cool. All right, I was thinking about that. And I remember there was a song in that movie that was I really liked, kind of had a rock beat. And Sidney Poitier, there's a scene that where he's sort of like getting down with the kids, you know, because the whole thing is about he's this new school teacher in Britain, and the kids hate his guts, and they're a bunch of rowdies, and they're throwing stuff around, and he has to sort of just really clamp down on them, and they start to respect him. All of a sudden, the kids are doing pretty well and all this. Yeah. And they really dig him at the end. And he's at this school dance, and there's a song that the band, the house band, who happens to be there, or whoever, a bunch of rowdies have picked up guitars, and they're playing this song, and he gets out there with, like, this woman, and, you know, a black guy and a white girl, of course, that was, you know, very, and Sidney Poitier would do that sort of thing again later on in the 60s, and the other film, sure, is very controversial at the time. So he gets out there and dances to the song, and I remember as a kid watching that movie, which my mother took me to, and I loved it. I loved that movie, didn't know really, couldn't quite understand it, but I loved that song in particular. And I was thinking about the Sir and the movie and that song. And then the song, The Things We Do for Love, came on the radio. Okay, so Things We Do for Love comes on the radio. I'd heard the weather forecast. I'd heard that connected. Now that song comes on the radio. I think, oh, wow, I really like that song. I made no connection between that song and the movie To Sir With Love. I was just enjoying that song. And after the song was done, I got on my BlackBerry and I Google searched 10cc, the British group that sang that song. All right. And I'm researching and I'm reading through it. And I didn't know this. I was a radio jock for over 20 years. But I'm reading through Wikipedia, just an extensive piece on 10cc, this group. And founding members, Graham Goodman and Eric Stewart. Eric Stewart, one of the just a great guitarist. Graham Goodman, one of the great lyricists, wrote a lot of hits for other bands. And this is and he and Eric Stewart, who were friends, morphed into a lot of different bands, went on their separate ways, and then came back and eventually founded the band 10cc. But it turns out that Graham Goodman and Eric Stewart formed a band in the 60s called the Mindbenders. Now stay with me. Well, the Mindbenders had a hit. It was a minor hit in the UK. Over here in the States, I think it may have charted. I'm not sure. They had a hit. And I'm reading through this Wikipedia thing, and it says the song that they had a hit with. And it turns out that it's the song that I was thinking about later on from the movie To Sir With Love. And It's Getting Harder All the Time is the name of the song. And so I'm thinking, I've got to get this out of my system. I've got to play this song.
It's hard not to think about you, to keep you off my mind. It's hard to live in the world without you. Not to try your life. It's hard to try and make it along now. And it's getting harder. It's getting harder. It's getting harder. All the time. Baby, I've got no more foolish pride. Baby, I must have you by my side. Kept up wishing for what I had. Need your kisses and I need them bad. So hard to go on.
Oh, yeah. Play it, Eric. Go, baby, go. I'm smiling so big my face hurts right now. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's just like having to go TT and on a long drive, and you want to just get to the rest stop, and finally you get there, and it's boom. Oh, what a great release. I'm just still stunned, and in my head, all these little connections were... Listen, I'm stunned there was any connections going on in my own head, but particularly that one. So thank you for staying with me this morning as I worked my way through the minefield of my own skull. Wow. Graham Goodman, Eric Stewart, Mindbenders to 10cc, Things We Do for Love, It's Getting Harder All the Time, Sir, The world is one big connective place if you're looking for the connections. Yeah, you gotta look for them. Jenna Friel will connect you with you and your Christmas buying list. She's the owner of Legs on Lease, and she will join us next to tell us how a personal shopper can make our holiday much more pleasant this holiday gift buying season. All that coming up next right here at the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show at 1350 KRNT. Mr. and Mrs. Businessman, let your hair down. Try to, well, listen, you may want to wait till after the gift buying holidays to do that. But listen, if you're a buyer, you still got some shopping to do, you want to let your hair down, may have just the thing for you here at 1350 KRNT as we're back at it at the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show, 849 now with Johnny. Blizzard warning starting this afternoon, lasting through tomorrow morning at around 9 o'clock when it'll all just stop and it'll be fine after that. Janet Friel's going to make our shopping fine if we want to just kick back. Janet, do people come to you this time of the year a lot saying, Janet, go do my Christmas shopping for me?
We get a lot of calls for people that want shopping done just because it's either overwhelming or they don't have time.
Janet Friel with Legs on Lease joins us this morning. Janet, when did you conceptually, let's go back, as I say, back into time, as the song said, lyrics said. Let's talk about, were you a big shopper as a kid? Did you enjoy that? Was your folks big shoppers?
Oh, no. I grew up in a family with six kids. You know, back then, Mom and Dad didn't earn hardly any money. So I don't remember going out and shopping. Mom made your clothes. How I got started with this is as I got older, you find out that people needed help, like your parents. And you think, I can help. And you start helping in different ways, and it builds into, I'll go to the store for you. I won't help you around the house. I'll help you around going to the store. And it just started that way.
And shopping is such a, it seems like a very personal thing. How do you tap into that when you're working with clients who want you to go do their shopping? Is there like a standard sort of Q&A you go through with them, or talk about your process?
Not really. First of all, I need to know where your budget is. Do you want me to stop at the top of the line store? If you're looking for a blouse, do you want me to stop at Mr. B's, or do you want me to go to Walmart or Kmart? Big difference. I have to know that. I have to know who you're shopping for. Is it for yourself? Is it for a family? Or is it for a friend? The number one thing is I want to make a connection with who you're shopping for because it gets to be very personal.
Right, and people have to be able to communicate, I'm sure, that to you and paint that portrait. And also, I would assume part of this is you helping them problem solve because I suspect a lot of people come to you and they don't know what the person really wants.
Believe it or not, most of the time, people know what they're looking for. They don't know where to go find it, but most of the time they are very specific as to what they get.
So they've done their problem solving. So
yes.
You must be dealing with mainly women then, Janet, I'm guessing.
No, believe it or not, we've got quite a few men we shop for who just don't like to go out into the crowd. They don't like to go out into the business. They just say, look, if this is what I want, will you go do it?
And this really cuts back to something. What is the, and I, this is kind of a straw man, you talk about crowds. Is customer service part of the argument against wanting to go out and shop, too? Do people not want to see those frowning salespeople?
I think people are just busy. And you know, when we're talking with Marty, I used to work retail. I worked retail for over 15 years. And I do not like to go into a store where I don't have service, especially going into a store that I'm not familiar with, a store that, like a sporting goods store, where you're not in there all the time, and I don't know where the fishing lures are, and I don't know where the things that I'm looking for. I want customer service, and if I go into that store and I don't get it, most likely I'm not going back.
My guest this morning is Janet Friel. She's the owner of Legs on Lease in 1350. KRNT. So when is this time of year? Do you see a lot of pickup in business? Does it become more last minute even as we get closer to Christmas?
It gets a little bit crazier because we also do the gift wrapping, writing the cards. We do different things for people. But I've done this for 15 years, so you have your regular people. We are busy all day, every day. So as we get those shoppers that come in and say, oh, can you do this? It gets crazier. That way I find myself working on weekends. Find myself working more at night. That works out fine. We get it all done.
Do people come to you and you say, all right, Jen, I don't care if you shop it online or get it at a store, but here's specifically what are you seeing yourself doing more of your shopping for customers online?
Not by their request. Not necessarily. They come to me and say this is what they want, and I don't think they care one way or the other. I find myself going more online because of time and customer service. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I could spend hours running all over. I can go online and find something right away.
And that, and you know, what you just said is the greatest, and I do customer service training for a dozen clients, and that is the greatest threat posed to brick and mortar, what you've just talked about. It's the convenience factor, the time, plus, in fact, I think women, I read 50, women 50 and over are the fastest growing segment of online shoppers for clothing. Mm-hmm. And the number one reason listed was because they simply don't want to deal with a salesperson who may make them feel fat or they're rude or something like that. Do you get a lot of people in that demographic asking you to shop for them? Or what's the most common demographic?
We work with a lot of people that are seniors because they either can't get out, don't want to get out, and then we work with a lot of that business person who just does not have the time.
What's
so that 50 is just a perfect age group.
Right. It's absolutely right. And I would guess in about 5 hours you'd have a lot of calls because people say, you know what, hey, this blizzard is coming. Janet, can you go out and buy me something?
Oh, the blizzard, the weather changes things immediately. Well, it'll change immediately, and you think, oh, my. And you know what? You can only do so much. I've always been a small company, and I stay that way by choice. So you can do what you can do, and That's it.
You sort of become I suspect sort of a concierge, don't you? In a way,
we are absolutely. We do. We try to do most anything legal for you, and if we don't offer the service, we absolutely can give you people that we have worked with, that we depend on, that we know when you call them, you will be satisfied with their service. And customer service is all of it because it reflects upon me.
What are some of the more unusual things that come to mind that people have said, Janet, I need an ostrich, and I need it in the next 2 weeks as a gift for my 8-year-old. Can you go get me an ostrich? Like, what are some of the unusual things that come to mind?
Well, not in terms of a gift, but a gentleman that I know called up one time and said, I need a branding iron, and I need it, like, tomorrow. And I said, a branding iron? You have to go make a branding iron. You know, I don't know what I can do. So I called around to check to make sure you don't just go buy a branding iron. And I called him back, and I said, you know, do you want it with your initials? What do you want? He says, you know, and this gentleman was in marketing, and he says, no, he says, I need it for a shoot tomorrow. So I happen to have a shoe repair in Ankeny here, Veach's, that he collects branding irons. And I called him, and I said, I need a branding iron. And he says, well, make one. No, I just want to borrow it. He said, well, come pick it up this afternoon. And I had it to Drew the next morning, exactly when he wanted it.
Oh, my. Yeah, as long as they're not, and then say, oh, by the way, can you pick up some hot coals on the way,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, or can you bring some cattle with you?
That's right. Pick up a cow along the way. Janet, you've got people saying, oh, my gosh, I need to call Janet this second. I've got this weird gift idea I've always thought about. She can help me. Or I just don't want to go fight the crowds. It's so last minute. How do people get a hold of Legs on Lease?
They can call 965-7578.
Very good.
Or they can even go. They can go online at www.legsonlease.com.
Well, Janet, thank you so very much for taking time out this morning. And I'm sure now I have to ask: do you enjoy doing your own shopping for yourself and your family on the holidays?
Oh yeah, because the number one thing is you have to know where your budget is and what you're looking for. I mean, I know exactly, and I kill them with kindness when I go out there. So if the customer, if the sales rep is not nice to me, I'll kill him with kindness when I leave.
And if all else fails, you got a branding iron.
Absolutely.
You'll let him have it. Janet Friel.
Johnny.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
thank
to you,
you
too. Janet Friel, what a doll. 8:58 now, the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show. All right, I gotta get another shot. I'm sorry. We'll leave with you with this with the Mind Benders. Have a great weekend. Be safe.
It's hard not to think about you. You off my mind. It's hard to live in the world without you. And it's getting harder. It's getting harder. It's getting harder all the time. So hard to walk past the phone now and not to try your life. It's hard to try and make it alone now. And it's getting harder. It's getting harder. It's getting harder. Baby, I've got no foolish pride. Baby, I've got no foolish pride.
than I need in bed. So hard to go on living. I know that you're not mine.
For what?